In this week's Torah reading of Va'et Hanan, God hints to us, what are the spiritual ramifications for a Jew who chooses to live outside the land of Israel? First, God warns us that if we don't follow the path of the Torah, He'll throw us out of the land and scatter us amongst the nations. What's going to happen to us next? Va'avadetem sham Elohim ma'aseh yadei adam etz va'evan. And you will serve their man-made gods of wood and stone. The simple understanding of the verse, the Jewish people will bow to idols. But two classic commentators say otherwise. The 3rd century Targum Unklus adds one word. Listen carefully. Vatifluchun taman le'amamaya. And you will serve their nations who they bow to man-made gods of wood and stone. Another ancient commentator is the Targum Yonatan. He has another take. Vatehevun masak ornuna lefalchei ta'avata. And you will pay taxes to nations who bow to idols of wood and stone. What's happening here? The Torah says, in the diaspora, you will bow to idols. Along come two commentators and say, nah, you won't really bow to idols. Rather, you'll be subjects of and pay taxes to nations that bow to idols. Well, that's a huge difference. Because if we are just subjects paying taxes, then we can live a full Torah life with strict adherence to the commandments, and they, the nations, will bow to idols, not us. So the Torah says, it's us, and the commentators say, no, it's them. The answer to this discrepancy is nothing short of chilling. Indeed, we won't bow down to idols. Then why does the Torah say that we will? Because when we are subjects in a foreign country and paying them taxes, we are strengthening their culture and their systems of belief. In other words, even if we are living a full Torah life counter to their values, still, just by being there, our talents and resources contribute to a foreign nation who attribute their success to their gods. So it's not something that we choose to do right or wrong. Rather, our very essence of being there is a desecration of God's name. It empowers that nation's religious beliefs to the extent that the Torah attributes to us idol worship. In practical terms, of course every Jew is obligated to keep the Torah and all the commandments even outside of Israel. That's a basic tenet of our faith. But this teaching imparts to us that even if you have the most beautiful, ideal Jewish communities outside of the land of Israel, immersed in Torah study, engaged in community work, the Torah is telling us that from a certain aspect, just by being there and paying them taxes, it's tantamount to worshiping their gods. The land of Israel is God's land. It's our natural habitat. Only there can we achieve wholeness. Shabbat Shalom from Beit El.